Country Club FM.
There you go. It's time for the Almanac. Let's get her rolling here at 8:34. Thursday edition of the Almanac. Everybody in place?
I'm ready.
Warmed
ready.
Up. Are you ready, fact checker?
I'm ready.
That's Brittany, the fact checker. 1521. Today, by the way, Thursday, March 16th. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
It is.
1521, Portuguese navigator. Have you heard of him? Ferdinand Magellan.
Yes, I have.
He's one of the most famous discoverers and explorers. He reached the Philippines on this date. He was doing the whole circumnavigation of the world.
Sure.
Him and his crew and his multiple ships. He reached the Philippines on this date, 1521. And he was killed the next month by natives. They didn't like him.
Oh.
He came in, showed up, started thinking he ran the place.
Yeah. Hey, what up?
Magellan.
I'm here.
Who's this Magellan guy?
Right.
We'll show you.
And the natives took him down.
Yeah, his head ended up on a stake somewhere, I'm sure. And he never completed the circumnavigation. He needed to get back to Portugal.
Sure.
And he was on his way and never made it back. His crew did. The Magellan expedition made it back, but he never did.
Okay.
But, you know, he has the straits named after him.
Yes, he does.
And I don't know if you knew this, he also has a penguin named after him. There's a Magellan penguin somewhere, someplace, at a zoo near you, 1521. 1802, U.S. Military Academy at West Point established. An act of Congress took care of that. School originally intended for just U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Only engineers, but they realized that a school of just engineers would be very boring.
Right.
And very geeky. 1802, 1882, U.S. Senate approved a treaty allowing the U.S. to join the Red Cross. I think that was a pretty good decision.
Yes.
Red Cross.
I don't know why it took a treaty.
Oh, it had to, because Red Cross was like its own organization.
Yeah.
1918, Tallulah Bankhead made her New York acting debut with the role in The Squab Farm. Tallulah Bankhead, again, like I've said before, crisp $5 bill for anyone who names their child Tallulah in the next calendar year.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cute.
Tallulah, 1918. 1935, Hitler started violating the Treaty of Versailles. He ordered a German rearmament.
That was the treaty that was signed at the end of World War One.
Right. Exactly.
And then
preventing it, which was designed to keep Germany at bay.
Correct.
And Hitler said, we're gonna ignore it. And then of course that led to World War II. So the things that the Versailles Treaty was attempting to do, they didn't really enforce the Versailles Treaty.
No.
If that would have been today, I think the US would have stepped in.
I think so.
We kinda wanted a hands off policy there. 1964, a couple of pretty good NFL players back in 64 were reinstated. They were suspended for betting on football games.
Oh.
Paul Hornung.
Sure.
And Alex Karras.
Oh.
So luckily for us that Alex Karras, they still allowed him to play Mungo.
Right.
In Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
The father in Webster, despite...
They overlooked that on his resume.
Despite the gambling that went on in the 60s, they still allowed Alex Karras those two groundbreaking roles for Alex Karras. He punched out a horse.
He did. And he rode a cow.
Yeah, a bull. He's talking about the choo-choo.
Right.
1985, journalist Terry Anderson kidnapped by gunmen in Beirut, Lebanon.
Yes,
he was a pawn in the game of life. Beirut, Lebanon.
Oh,
journalist
sure.
Terry Anderson kidnapped.
For a long time.
He was held captive for 2,400 days.
Wow.
He was not released until 1991.
Ugh.
Talk about that, huh?
Six long, grueling years.
1993, because there just wasn't enough other meat to eat. In France, ostrich meat was officially declared fit for human consumption.
Oh, yummy.
You ever had ostrich before?
No.
They can have a good ostrich confit now for the French.
Maybe McDonald's, since they do the McRib, maybe they'll do the McOstrich.
McOstrich.
Yeah.
I get the bones, the fake bones in there.
Yeah.
1994, Tonya Harding pleaded guilty in Portland, Oregon to conspiracy to hinder prosecution for covering up the attack on her skating rival, Nancy Kerrigan.
Why?
Why, Tonya? Well, because...
I'm not
You're
good
white
enough.
Trash.
Something really, really hard.
I'm not good enough to get in on my skating, so I got to take out the competition.
We got to hire some Goombas.
There's a movie coming out about that whole
thing. She was an actual movie in theaters or a TV movie on Hallmark?
No, a big one. Margot Robbie plays Tanya.
Oh, wow. She was fine.
2018, it's coming out.
Tanya, can't wait. Give me my tickets right now. Tanya Harding, she was fined $100,000, also banned from amateur figure skating. And I believe some of the people involved in that did do some time, too.
Scott Galluli.
You got your Jeff Galluli and your Sean Eckhart were the two guys. They had their names in that whole thing. 2005, a judge in Redwood City, California. Remember the Scott and Lacey Peterson thing?
I do.
Scott Peterson was formally sentenced to death for the murders of his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn son. Why don't you fact check on that to see if, I don't know if he's ever been executed. Is he still?
I think he's still kicking, but I think he has a
death
sentence.
Did he get a stay of execution? Yeah. Is he still on death row?
Yeah.
Let me check.
Scott Peterson is his name.
God, that was a huge deal.
It was a huge deal.
2005.
Yeah, he's currently on death row in California.
That was quick. That's quick fact checking. That's faster than you can do, Neil.
Oh, that's very fast.
Even faster. I think even faster than our original fact checker, PT.
Yeah.
Who's somewhere in between you two. California jury found actor Robert Blake on this date, 2005. They found him not guilty of first-degree murder in the 2001 death of his wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley. Of course, Beretta. You know, the whole thing is, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Right, sure.
Is what he would have learned on Beretta. So apparently he didn't do the crime, so he's not doing the time. That was 2005. It was one of the great TV themes of all time with Sammy Davis Jr. singing.
There's still some people who wonder about that one.
He probably did it.
Right.
2016, President Obama picked appellate court judge Merrick Garland to replace the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Unfortunately, Senate Republican leaders ignored Obama's nomination. Republicans argued that the next president should make the pick after voters have their say in the November election, which, of course, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And they're picking the November election. Donald Trump has nominated Neil Gorsuch.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Gorsuch still awaiting approval as that next justice on the Supreme Court. Move on to birthdays today. One of the funniest men ever.
Yes, it was something to that effect, Dr. Warfield.
Do you happen to recall what that additive was?
Yes, as a matter of fact, now that you bring it up, the additive was specifically three parts carbon, five parts hydrogen, one part nitrogen, and three parts oxygen.
Which, of course, is?
And nitroglycerin.
The results were?
Negative.
And?
Explosive.
Noisy.
Noisy!
There he is, as Nutty Professor. Please don't talk during Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis is 91 today.
Wow.
Very funny. So, I mean,
what's his real name again? It wasn't Lewis.
Joseph Levitch.
Oh, yeah.
He could sing. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of his comedy was physical.
Sure.
A lot of his comedy was physical. Facial expressions, miming and dancing and ladies, you know, that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
But he and Dean Martin made a great team, and then they split up and weren't talking for the longest time.
Yep. Then they reconciled,
which was good. It's always good to see some reconciliation.
And his Labor Day telethon has raised tons
huge,
of millions of
doing
dollars.
That since at least the 50s, I
right,
think.
Right.
Jerry Lewis still going strong, 91. That was him as the Nutty Professor.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Woolery is 76 today, game show host.
And now, here's your host, Chuck Woolery.
That's me. Thank you, Charlie. Oh, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Wheel of Fortune. I'd like to introduce Susan Stafford, our hostess. Come on.
Sure, I introduce Susan. He was the first host of Wheel of Fortune before Pat Sajak. It was
Chuck Woolery. And before Vanna, evidently.
Yes, before Vanna. And then he went on, he did Love Connection back in 2 and 2.
2 and 2, I remember
and
that.
And then he did Scrabble, and he's done some other things. Chuck Woolery is 76
amazing
today. He was Ponch of Ponch and John. You know Ponch and John.
Oh, yeah. I hear they're not happy with the new Chips movie.
And I wouldn't be either because it's not really Chips.
No.
It's a farce.
It's a slapstick version.
Yeah.
When does that one come out?
Soon. I just saw the trailer when I saw Logan. This is a good theme, too. But
great
Chips,
theme.
We watched that show always as kids. It was cool. We got motorcycle cops that are driving around doing their thing. Ponch and John and Sergeant Cotrer, and then the mechanic in the white lab coat.
Right, right.
And how about the chases? They might have had the best car chases of any show ever.
Right.
But the funny thing is, a car would drive over a pebble and it would flip over. I mean, cars are always flipping and turning for no reason. Like there are just ramps hanging, you know, out on the Van Dyke or the Van Wyck or the 1510 or whatever you want to say in L.A. there. But Eric Estrada, Ponch and John, he was Ponch of Ponch and John.
Who would have thought that motorcycles were much more safe than cars?
He was Frank Poncherello, motorcycle cop on Chips, 68 today.
Yeah, I like my women just to stand on the trashy side.
Jerry Jeff Walker's having a birthday today. I don't know how old he is, though. He's not listed on this, but I knew it was his birthday today. We'll need the fact checker.
Jerry Jeff Walker,
how old is he today? He's somewhere between Chuck Woolery and Eric Estrada. I know that. Either he's somewhere between 76 and 68. Did the original Mr. Bojangles.
Yes.
Here he is doing the original Trashy Women.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
So happy birthday to him. Victor Garber is 68 today. Happy birthday to Victor Garber. Been in a lot of things. Titanic, Sleepless in Seattle. He played Jesus in Godspell, musical. Right now, you see him on Flash and Legends of Tomorrow. He is Dr. Martin Stein. That's one half of Firestorm.
Yes.
He's one half of Firestorm. Kind of the white.
Yes,
he's got the white, gray, curly hair. That's him. That's Victor Garber.
Very nice.
He is 68. Happy birthday today. Also in the 60s today, we have a happy 63rd birthday going out today to Nancy Wilson. Pretty good guitarist.
Yeah.
There she is on the acoustic. One half of the Wilson. Yes.
I'd say better looking half, with all due respect to Anne.
Anne was pretty good.
Yeah, she was.
You know, she put on a little weight later on. Nothing wrong with that. But, there's Ann playing the guitar. I mean, Nancy playing the guitar. Ann does the singing. She's got the voice.
Oh, tremendous.
From the group Heart, Nancy Wilson is 63 today.
Big Ray.
Take me right back to the track, Jack. Yeah, Ray Benson's having a birthday today.
Nice.
And I don't know how old he is because it's not on this thing. I just know he has a birthday today.
Big Ray Benson, with the sleep of the wheel.
Choo-choo-choo-boogie, happy birthday again. He's somewhere between, I think, Victor Garber and Nancy Wilson.
I'll confirm.
He's somewhere between 63 and 68 here today.
We've been reduced to giving age ranges.
Right, right. Well, I had him here. It's on a different source, and I didn't write
Because I was saying, these are not on my list.
No, they're not on your list. These are from the special list.
Nice.
Very special. You have to have special clearance to get to that list.
All right.
Ozzie Newsome, football famer, pretty good tight end for the Browns.
Yep.
And has now been like in the front office for the Baltimore Ravens for years. I believe he's still their general manager, part of their front office.
Somewhere, yes.
Ozzie Newsome is 61. He was kind of a groundbreaking rapper, one of the older rappers. He's been around forever. He wore the clock around his neck. Flavor Flav. 58 today.
He's done lots of reality shows,
TV.
Too.
That's where he realized he wasn't really into music anymore. He was on Public Enemy, of course. That was a well-known group. But then he was on Flavor of Love, and he's done I think he did Celebrity Apprentice, too. I'm almost certain he did.
Surreal Life.
Yeah, Surreal Life is a big one.
Yep.
Flavor Flav, 58. Lauren Graham played Lorelai Gilmore on the Gilmore Girls. She was in Parenthood. She's 50 today. Alan Tudyk is 46 today. You remember the movie 42? He was the manager of the Phillies that was saying all the nasty things to Jackie Robinson. He was in Dodgeball as well. Alan Tudyk is 46 today. Blake Griffin, pretty good basketball player. He's been an all-star. He plays for the LA Clippers. Blake Griffin is 28. And musician Wolfgang Van Halen currently plays the bass guitar for Van Halen. His father is Eddie Van Halen. And his mother is Valerie Bertinelli.
Would you throw that same $5 out for somebody named a kid Wolfgang?
I think so.
Yeah.
I met somebody recently with the name Wolfgang.
Wow. Wolfgang.
Legitimately.
Wolfgang.
That's a good one.
Wolfgang Van Halen is
automatic class
is 26 today. Again, that's not legally binding, that $5.
Yeah, right. And he's touring as the bassist now, right?
Yeah.
With his, yeah, with
he's,
Van Halen.
He's taking his spot.
Sure.
Must be pretty good. Just playing with Van Halen.
Absolutely. Gone but not forgotten. Here's our president, former president of the day. And this one is James Madison. And he was born on this very day, 1751. Actor Conrad Nagel, you'd have to go back to the silent films to really, but this guy was in films and then talking films and then TV. And he's got three stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And he's from Keokuk, Iowa. So I'm sure they're very proud of Conrad Nagel. Comedian Henny Youngman was born on this day, 1906, the king of the one-liners.
She puts that cold cream on at night with a trowel. And she puts those iron curlers in the hair. Puts a fishing net over the whole thing. She says, kiss me. I said, take me to your leader. That's the way she looks in the morning. She ran after the garbage man. Am I too late for the garbage? She says, no, jump in.
Of course, his most famous one is Take My Wife.
Yeah,
please.
Please. There he is, Henny Youngman. 1906, showed up on all the talk shows. And, of course, great stand-up comedian, played many a nightclub and a lounge. Henny Youngman, 1906. Former First Lady, Pat Nixon. She was obviously married to Richard Milhouse.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, that's
she
how that
was?
Worked. Yep, 1912. And her husband was not a crook. She was born on the same 1912. Mercedes McCambridge, Academy Award winning actress, 1916. All the King's Men is where she won Oscars. She was in some other big movies in the 50s, Giant and Johnny Guitar. She starred in both of those, and she was born on the same 1916. The list is not great here today. Cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov, he was the first man to die in space. Aboard the ill-fated Russian Suez 1. He was born on this day, 1927. You may remember the name Patrick Moynihan. He was the former New York senator, born on this day, 1927. And they're all gone.
Gone,
but not forgotten.
Did you get an age for Ray Benson?
Yeah, I have a couple of different ages for you. Jerry Jeff Walker is 74 today, and Ray Benson is 65, and the Chips reboot comes out next weekend.
Next weekend for the Chips reboot.
All right.
Okay, that's it. That's the Almanac. Thank you for joining us, the Thursday edition of the Almanac. We've got a 16-song Bombathon that we're going to line up and crank out for you after 9 o'clock, but first, Tim McGraw, Bob FM.